National Radio Club.
Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope, the air check column of the DX Audio Service. Mark Marino, who recently left Goose Creek, South Carolina for his home state of Illinois, sent along a final batch of tapes of the Charleston market. He enclosed a tape of WKXB, also known as Jammin' 99.9. It's from Wilmington, North Carolina. It's a station he enjoyed whenever it skipped in. Market Scope decided to send a little bit of WKXB out to you for your enjoyment.
In the middle of nine in a row and the greatest hits of all time, WKXB Vergol, Wilmington. The next media station. The new Jammin' 99.9. It's where we give you nine in a row from the greatest songs of all time. Jammin' 99.9. Think of it as the soundtrack to your life. The greatest hits of all time. Only on the new Jammin' 99.9. We call them feel-good favorites. Go ahead, sing along. The greatest hits of all time.
Jammin' 99.9.
You can listen live online at jammin999fm.com. The greatest hits of all time. The new Jammin' 99.9.
Hi, welcome to Hardee's.
Hi, I'd like one of your 99-cent made-from-scratch sausage biscuits, please.
At Taylor's, live stylishly, organize affordably.
Latest Jammin' 99.9 Coastal Carolina forecast.
Well, it looks like a warming trend gets underway outside for this Tuesday, June 3rd. We're going to be looking at partly cloudy skies with a daytime high in the mid to upper 80s. Coming up tonight, partly cloudy and warm with an overnight low in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees and a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday, otherwise hot with a daytime high near 90. I'm meteorologist Jerry Jackson, and that's your WWAY ESP3 forecast.
Greatest hits of all time, all the time. The new Jammin' 99.9.
Fred's over there in the other studio screaming something that sounds like KCBQ. Thanks, Mark. I'll try to finish Charleston's AMs and FMs next month. Remember, Market Scope relies on you to provide most of the air check and market material we present, and I can always use your help. Please send tapes or discs to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. As always, thank you for your help. Now here are the musings from the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line, 24 hours a day.
This is Russell Curry from Eugene, Oregon, and I bought a Sony SDR F1HD tuner last August. So here's a brief review, and I'll concentrate on how it does with analog FM signals. First, selectivity. Our local transmitter site is about 5.5 miles away, and one of the stations is at 96.1. It's a 100 kilowatt station, and I can tune to 95.9 or 96.3. and there is not a trace of that signal. I don't know how much stronger that signal would have to be, but I read a review that put the selectivity of this tuner at 83 dB adjacent channel. It's not immune to strong signal overload, but I think you can say that this tuner makes selectivity pretty much cease to be an issue. You can't switch the tuner to mono, but it has the best stereo quieting sensitivity of any radio ever made, as far as I know. Ergonomically, for instance, a blind person being able to set the presets, I find it not great, but workable. And believe it or not, this thing costs $100 or so, and is about 7 inches square by 2.5 inches thick. So I've got 73s, everyone.
Hello to everyone on Musings from the Members. This is Dale Hamm calling from Kansas City, Missouri. I have three reports. 740 Toronto, Canada comes in real good here since some nights. Always hear them here during the cold winter months, real good. On 650, when WSM fades out early in the morning hours, I hear a KGAB out of Wyoming. I think Cheyenne's where it's at. And, also on 650, when I don't hear KGAB, I picked up a 650. It sounded like the call letters was CKOW in Saskatchewan. I guess that is Canada, but they didn't say Saskatchewan. So that's my first Canadian contact I've ever heard, and the most east was back toward Toronto. But real interesting hearing that station out of Cheyenne, Wyoming area on 650. Thanks.
Hello, Fred. Ernie Holt, New York City. Is there any truth about the fact that when a radio station like WJFK down in Baltimore, Maryland, can switch from a four-letter call to a three, that shouldn't be happening because they retired the three-letter calls? Because it seems to be, it says it went to WJZ from WJFK. I thought you couldn't do that because I thought they retired those letters. Let us know how that actually works. Take care. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Audio Service members. Mike Dukin calling from Hayward, Wisconsin, with a new station and a couple of format changes. First of all, I just read on northpine.com through the Upper Midwest broadcast link that WEBC in Duluth, Minnesota on 560, which is currently running the KFAN all-sports format, is going to be switching to flipping to ESPN Radio on January 1st, and the KFAN format will be moving to KQDS AM 1490 in Duluth, which is now running the Scott Shannon's True Oldies channel, and that'll happen on January 1st. We have a new station on the air, not in my local area, but it's in the area where Mark Durenberger did his wonderful band scan last summer in the St. Cloud / Lake Wilbegon market. The new station is WMIN 1010 in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. The station calls itself Uptown 1010, which is a swing big band adult standards format. It's locally produced, but it's automated. They run Fox News and the Wall Street Journal Report. The WMIN call sign has been in Minnesota and the Twin Cities area since 1936, 1400, and then moving to 1010, and then 740, and now it's back on the air on 1010. I'd like to talk about a program that I've been listening to and really liking a lot. The program is called, well, it's on the CBC, but the program is called Randy's Vinyl Tab, and he talks about records, primarily rock and roll, and talks about the background and history of some of the groups and the records and of course the music. And the Randy, of course, that I'm talking about is Randy Bachman, formerly of the Guess Who and the 70s band Bachman Turner Overdrive. So he definitely should know because he has a great background being in those groups. The program, of course, is available at on the internet at cbc.ca, but I enjoy listening to it on CBW 990 AM in Winnipeg. That's Randy Bachman and his program, Randy's Vinyl Tap, which is heard Saturday nights from 7 till 9 Central Time, and of course repeated Friday nights at 11 p.m. Central Time. Now I hope that by the time we all read this in January that everybody will have had a most joyous holiday season. Thank you very much, and happy DXing.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. I picked up a station in Lansing, Michigan in the daytime a couple of weeks ago on 870. I think it's a lot of news and talk. Unfortunately, John Sprague just passed on. He was with 1050 Chum for quite a time in its heyday in the 60s. A lot of stations are staying up very well right now. It's good DXing season. I found a good station on 960. I think it's in Rogers City, Michigan. They promote two FM stations, but a lot of the stuff that they're talking about goes on in that area and around Alpena and so on and so forth. They play a lot of the country classics. I enjoy it very much. I've been getting WHVR out of Hanover, Pennsylvania on 1280 a lot recently too, which is very good for that. 820 CHAM will be Hamilton's home for the Toronto Blue Jays next year. I think that's a good move. CHML on 900 is very good for sports, but they've got a little bit too much on their plate. They've been doing that, plus Toronto Maple Leaf hockey, plus Hamilton Tiger Cat football. McMaster University in Hamilton has a football team, and they carry their games too. And it's all wonderful, but sometimes you can have too many conflicts. So I think with CHAM being a talk station now, that'll be very good. They had the Blue Jays once before and did a good job of it. And right now they're carrying the NFL games like Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night. And I'm sure they'll probably give us some of the playoff games. So maybe they'll give us the Sunday night baseball and some of the things too from ESPN. I'm also getting interested in high definition radio, which I think is coming shortly. C. Crane has quite a bit of that sort of stuff. Also, up here, we have Durham Radio. That's Canada's version of C. Crane. They have a lot of the same merchandise at the same price. And those of you that live in Canada wouldn't have to pay duty to get any of that merchandise across the border either. Their toll-free number for those who want it would be 1-888-426-1688. The Pittsburgh Pirates have found a new baseball announcer to do their games next year, Tim Neverett. I believe I heard that some of his background has been down in the Carolinas, so we'll find out more about him later and as spring training comes, which I'm sure now we're looking forward to with some of this awful weather we're having different places, then we'll tune him in and see what he sounds like. Well, in the year ahead, I'm looking forward again to a lot of good DXing and our convention in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call. Today on the Action Line, the telephone number is area code 360-469-0189. That's for DX Audio Service members only. Keep it brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak, and above all, make sure it's on topic. To answer our question concerning the WJZ call sign, you know, Ernie, the company to which WJZ had been assigned never really gave it up. There was never a ban about moving a call sign from one station to another, as best that John Bowker can recall. So, really, they technically just gave it to another one of their stations. Now, according to John, the last he heard, WJZ was a TV station in Baltimore, where it had been moved from an AM station in New York City. By the way, Ernie, I don't know if you're aware of this, about what kind of hoops a licensee must go through to get a U.S. president's initials, or a nickname as their call. WIKE celebrated President Eisenhower's visit to Newport, Vermont. At the time, they named the Eisenhower Locks on the Inland Water Seaway. And it was Ike himself who first said that call sign on their 1490 station. Very innovative, those Vermonters, huh?
Hello, DXers. Ken Honest Chuck here with ratings to start the new year. I'm going to give you the markets, number 50 and over, and I hope you enjoy this. 52, Buffalo area, New York. Number 1, AM, WBEN, number 1, News Talk, 11% up. Number 2, Country, WYRK-FM at 10.1. Down about 9th, Sports, 55, WGR at 4.1. And down more, 740, the new one. The old one was the CHWO, adult standards at 1.9. It's now changed format and calls now. Next, 55, New Orleans. Number 1, News Talk, 87, WWL, 11.4, tied with Black Pop, WYLD-FM. Quite a jump for both stations. And then down to about 9th, 94, Gospel, WYLD at 2.1. Next is Richmond, Virginia. Number 1, Black Adult, WKJS, WKJM-FM at 10, both up. Number 3, 1140, WRVA at 9. Followed by number 57, Birmingham, Alabama. Number 1, Black Adult, WBHJ at 11, steady. Then you have to go down a little ways, about 12th. 14th to find Gospel 13, 610 WAGG at 3.2. And none of the AM stations are strong in Birmingham. WERC 960 News Talk is just 2.5. We go southwest to Tucson, Arizona. Number 1 Country, KIIMFM, 9.5, down a little bit. 8th, News Talk 94, KNST. At 4.8, and down about 18th, 790 KCE, adult standards at 2.2. Next, we head to Albany, New York area. Number 1 Country, WGNA FM at 10.8 up. Number 2, steady 810, WGY at 7.1. And 3, Pop WYJB at 6.9. Next, we go out to the Hawaiian Islands, and let's see here. Number 1 is Pop KSSK FM at 10.5. This is a huge FM island. Down to about 11th is 590 KSSK Pop at 3.2, and then 990 KHBH Talk 990 at 2.9. Next, I'll go into some smaller cities. My original source changed the Arbitron results, so these are ones I had from the summertime. Back in September, Hartford, Rhythmic Pop WZMX at 9.2 up to, Pop WRCH 8.5 down, and 3, News Talk 1080 WTIC at 8.5. In St. Louis, yes, they're smaller than what you think. Number 1, News Talk, 1120 Camo X at 7.8. Number 2, Pop, KEZK at 6.3. Number 3, Country, WYLFM at 6.1. Number 5, 55, KTRS at 4.7. And 20th Country, 1430, the news, KZQZ at 1.1. Cincinnati, number 1, WLW at 9, down 1. Number 2 Country, WBE, at 6.2. Number 9, 55, WKRC, 4.6, down. And 17 Sports, WCKY, at 1.2. Next would be Kansas City, Black Adult, KPRS, FM, at 7. 2 Active Rock, KQRC, at 6.8. 3, News Talk 98, KMBZ at 5.6 up. 11th, Talk Como, That's KCMO 710 at 7.4 and 17 Sports WHB at 2.2. Miami, number one, Black Adult WHQT at 6. Number two, Spanish WCMQ at 5.7. 15th, News Talk 610 WIOD at 2.5. Omaha, number one country, KXKT at 7.8 up. Number two, KFAB at 7.7 down. Number three, Pop Oldies, KGOR at 7.2. And News Talk, KKAR, I believe that's 1180, 2.7. And Albany, New York, number one, WGNA Country at 9. Number three, News Talk, 810 WGY at 6.3, and 16th News Talk 59 WROW at 1.6. In Charleston, South Carolina, number one country WSOC FM at 7, number two Black Pop WPEG at 6.6, and number four, excuse me, that was Charlotte, WBT at 4.8 in fourth. Thank you. And finally, Richmond. I got Richmond, okay. Shreveport, I'll finish it. Number one, Black Adult, KVMA FM, 12.3 up. Number two, Black Adult, KMJJ at 10.7. And number five, News Talk 71, KEEL at 6.3. And Little Rock, we have a DXer there. Number one, Country, KSSN at 8.6. Number two, Black Adult, KOKY at 8. Number six, number 920, KARN at 5.9. And 19th Gospel, KAAY, the Big 1090 at 0.5. And finish it up with Baton Rouge, Louisiana. One, Black Pop, KQXL at 10.2. Number three, News Talk 1150, WJBO at 7. And 7.4, that is. And number eight, Gospel, WXOK at 4.7. I hope this has been of interest to you. I hope you have a great holiday season. For those who are interested in college football scores of the bowl games, call me. I will give you what I got. 815-838-2179. And I'll keep track of all 34 college bowl games. Have a great holiday, friends. Take you away from now. Bye-bye.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes off. The radio industry lost a giant on Saturday, November the 29th, when Bill Drake died. The cause was lung cancer, according to Carol Scott, his companion. Bill Drake was born Philip Yarborough, and he grew up in the little town of Donaldsonville, Georgia. He began his radio career at WMGR in Bainbridge while still in high school. He went to college on a basketball scholarship at Georgia Southern in Statesboro and worked at WWNS. Bill was to baby boomers listening to Top 40 radio what Ralph Emery was to country music listeners on WSM, what Art Bell is to overnight talk radio, and what Howard Stern is to many kids today. For any kid that grew up in the 60s, radio was a huge part of their life. It's not like today. Back then, if you were a teenager, radio was your constant companion. You had a favorite radio station. You knew all the disc jockeys. You could sing the station's jingles. You purchased 45s for yourself based on the songs that you heard on the radio. And there was not a hot July night where kids would not congregate, and you would hear everyone's favorite station coming out of the dashboard radio of someone's car. Those of us from the 60s shared that experience. In the late 50s, Bill Drake moved to Atlanta and worked at WAKE as a disc jockey. His name was changed to Drake because the station wanted a name that rhymed with the call letters. He later became program director of the station. WAKE was hugely successful. In 1961, Bartell Broadcasting transferred him to KYA in San Francisco, which he then programmed. KYA also became number one. In 1962, after KYA had been sold, he was contacted by Gene Chenault, owner of KYNO in Fresno, California, who offered him a two-station deal, including KSTN in Stockton, California, which was owned by a friend of Chenault's. Both stations quickly became number one, with KYNO getting an incredible average share of 52% of the audience from 6 a.m. to midnight. Obviously, more than all other 17 radio stations in the market combined. Drake and Chenault then formed Drake Chenault Enterprises. In 1964, they went to KGB in San Diego. Drake took KGB from number 14 to number 1 and an average audience share of 21.8 in just 3 months. Willett Brown, who owned KGB, had an old college friend, Tom O'Neill, who was chairman of the board of General Tire, which owned RKO General Broadcasting. Willett, who was on the board of directors and one of the General Tire's biggest stockholders, told O'Neill about his San Diego station. O'Neill flew out to Los Angeles, hired Drake Chenault, and pulled KHJ out of the RKO broadcast division to prevent any possible corporate interference. KHJ was then called Boss Radio, and it was promoted as the Much More Music Station. Within several years, there were Boss Radio clones in every market in the country. According to Drake, we cleaned up AM radio. We put everything in its place. It was radio that was designed for the listener. Before us, disc jockeys would just ramble on incessantly. According to Mark Fisher, who is author of Something in the Air, Radio, Rock, and the Revolution That Shaped a Generation on Random House Books 2007, he took Top 40 radio and turned it into a machine. The standardization format influenced other AM and eventually FM stations nationwide to lose not just their individualized DJ stars, but also to some degree their independent voices. The comedian George Carlin joked about Boss Radio as early as 1972 on his album FM and AM. Hi gang, Scott Lame here, the boss jock with the boss sound from the boss list of the Boss 30 that my boss told me to play. Well, Bill Drake not only became the most influential man in broadcasting, but also in the music industry as well. Getting a record on KHJ could make a career. There, by the grace of Bill Drake, go The Doors, Birds, Alice Cooper, Steppenwolf, Mamas and Papas, Sonny and Cher, and hundreds of 60s rock icons who might otherwise be making blizzards at the Dairy Queen today. Even Canadian artists like Gordon Lightfoot and Anne Murray would have never had the impact in the music world had it not been for Bill Drake. If you're a baby boomer, you probably remember 1050 Chum Toronto, CKLW, the Big 8 in Windsor and Detroit, KFRC 610 in San Francisco, 93KHJ, KAKC 970 in Tulsa, WHBQ 680 in Memphis, WMEE 1380 in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and WUBE 1230 in Cincinnati.
KHJ!
Sardine Taylor, the fugitive from a Hoosier state that Indiana wants back. Listen.
93 KHJ 134.
And Charlie Tuna is ready to turtle wax your radio with a 67
CKLW with a mountain of music for the Motor City. It is 6 o'clock with Charlie O'Brien for Brother Bill Gable. Now, what a big day it was today. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger was in town today. It's so busy that we had to fly right out some biz on the other side of the world or something like that. Do you realize how important that man Henry Kissinger is? Really, if anything ever happened to Gerald Ford, then Kissinger would be president. CKLW, to think about it though, if anything ever happened to Kissinger, Gerald Ford might be president. Hey, my lines are open for your song, Let's Get Together, Windsor and Detroit. CKLW with the current number one song in the Motown, Elton John and Island Girl. 607 with Charlie O'Brien for Brother Bill.
Humbug, that's my kind of store.
I Scrooge it. Shop Hill's many stores, including Sandusky, Lorraine, Findlay, and Ashtabula in Ohio and Erie, Pennsylvania. Meet and greet each Thursday night at the Heaven Disco on Dixie Highway, one block north of Shashabaw and Drayton Plains. Heaven rocks and rolls from 7:30 to 2:30.
Brother Bill Gable, CKLW.
Here's a little taste from the Abbey Road LP to Big Town.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Jerry Morgan.
CKLW, the Motor City. WRKO, Boston. More music. KFRC.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WUBE, Cincinnati.
Another Drake Chenault innovation was to program the news at odd times, like 20 minutes after the hour, so their stations would be playing music and enticing listeners when other stations were broadcasting news at the top of the hour.
20 minutes before 5, this is Lee Marshall, CKLW 2020 News, an unidentified young man. 20 minutes before 6, this is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. And there he was, the big, burly, hard, steel-hauling man sitting in the chair.
It's 20 minutes before the hour. This is Byron McGregor, CKLW 2020 News.
By cutting down on commercials, the stations were able to sell advertising at higher rates. According to Drake, everybody else was choking the goose that laid the golden egg, jamming in as many commercials as they could. When our slots were sold, that was it. The Drake Chenault Company also was an innovator in automation in the late 60s. Using such devices as Ampex 350 and 440 reel-to-reel machines, IGM carousels, ATC cart machines, and Schaefer automation systems, he was able to develop radio formats that sounded close to live, with slick voiceover and promos, such as Classic Gold.
The greatest hits of all time from WCOP-FM Boston, where it's yesterday once more, 1955.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
There's Bill Haley and the Comets.
Return to sender.
Great American Country.
Country music in stereo from KPHD Fresno.
Great American Country.
Cuba Rose Garden, along with the sunshine.
Lynn Anderson.
Step right up. Come on.
KPHD weather for Fresno. Some early morning fog should be clearing by this afternoon. The high today in the 70s, the low tonight about 45. Now, 65 degrees at the airport and 63 downtown.
We're the four freshmen flying PSA.
We'll draw the winner's name Friday the 17th. So get your cards in today.
Great American Country.
It's 1208 at KPHD.
6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Dave Dudley from 1963 and 6 days on the road. Solid Gold.
This is Stereo 98, KHQ-FM, Spokane.
Solid Gold.
From 69, that's Raindrops from B.J. Thomas. The Hughes Corporation with Rock the Boat. Here's Venus, 59 Solid Gold from Frankie Avalon.
The Golden Years.
It's the year of the summer of love, and Monterey attracts thousands for a pop festival. Cassius Clay stands up for his peaceful ideals by refusing Army induction and is stripped of his heavyweight boxing title. A violent film splashes the public with bullet-riddled tragedy, and two mid-30s misfits live again in Bonnie and Clyde. The Golden Year, 1967.
And Light My Fire. After a Sunset Strip nightclub appearance in Hollywood and the release of the record, the doors were wide open and the fire was lit. January, in Los Angeles, the NFL champion Green Bay Packers outclassed the AFL's Kansas City Chiefs 35-10 in the first Super Bowl. April, Surveyor 3 landed softly on the moon, took pictures and soil samples as America pressed on toward a manned probe into deep space.
I am not giving up.
A.J. Foyt entered an elite world of winners as he took the checkered flag at the Indy 500 for a third time. Somebody to love, you know she'd rather be with me. No, the golden year, 1967.
And who can forget Hit Parade on such stations as KEEY 102.1 in Minneapolis, WSPD 101.5 in Toledo, WRAL 101.5 in Raleigh, WLBC 104.1 in Muncie, Indiana, WNDU-FM in South Bend, Indiana, and even just down the road at WDOH in Delphus, Ohio.
This is Stereo 101, WRAL, Raleigh. Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66 with Fool on the Hill. That's Jim Croce, and I'll have to say I love you in a song. On Hit Parade, here's Nat King Cole. Ramblin'
Road. WRAL weather for Raleigh, fair and continued warm through tomorrow. The high today in the 70s and the low tonight in the 40s. It's presently 68 in Wake Forest and 67 degrees downtown.
Tijuana Smalls. 10 small cigars, 10 for the road. 10 small cigars, 10 for the road.
Hit Parade.
It's 12:08 at WRAL. The Fifth Dimension with Up, Up, and Away. Entertainer from Marvin Hamlin. The Letterman, going out of my head and can't take my eyes off you. Cat Stevens and Oh Very Young on Hit Parade. Here's Peggy Lee with Fever.
Here's another WRAL helpline number, 365-7100. To report air pollution violations, call the North Carolina Environment Agency at 365-7100.
I bought a new Mazda the other day.
On a vacation of a lifetime. Stand by for full details on how you could win.
Hit Parade.
At WRAL, it's 1224.
He was also a literal giant. Probably 6'8", with a deep, commanding voice. And if God did station liners, that's who he'd sound like.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Walt Baby Love.
CKLW.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
CKLW.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Jim Edwards Show.
CKLW.
And the hits just keep on coming.
CKLW.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Dave Schaefer Show from the Much More Music Station.
CKLW.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to
CKLW.
The Motor City.
And Bill was rarely seen, also like God. In those heydays, when he was the czar of the industry, he'd camp out high in the hills of his Bel Air mansion and communicate via hotlines. It was the Zeus management style. Bill Drake was inducted into the California Broadcasters Association Radio Hall of Fame on July 22nd of 1996, and more recently, the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame on September 22nd, 2007. One more time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to
Have a Happy New Year with WRKO.
It's about time. Time to change your radio dial, that is. After 70 years of broadcasting Canada's official time, NRC's shortwave station CHU will move the transmission frequency for the 7335 kHz transmitter to 7850 kHz. That change will occur on 1 January 2009 at 0:00 UTC. CHU is part of the NRC system for disseminating official time throughout Canada, broadcasting 24 hours a day from a location approximately 20 kilometers southwest of Ottawa. Listeners hear tones to mark the seconds, voice announcement in French and English, and digital data sent to computers.
CHU, Canada. Coordinated Universal Time. 20 hours. 0 minutes.
That's 0 minutes.
The atomic clocks at CHU are part of the ensemble of clocks in the Time and Frequency Research Laboratories in Ottawa at the National Research Council, that's what NRC stands for, in Canada. The NRC clocks are used in conjunction with clocks in the Time laboratories of other countries to construct the internationally accepted scale of time, that is UTC, Coordinated Universal Time, which is now the reference for official time used by all countries. UTC is the modern implementation of Greenwich Mean Time. Coincidentally, this frequency change comes at a time when the NRC is investing resources to refurbish the aging transmitters at CHU in order to provide clear, dependable shortwave service as part of the NRC's mandate to disseminate time to all Canadians, said Ray Pelletier, official officer at the NRC's Institute for National Measurement Standards, who oversees the CHU facility. The shortwave time service is especially beneficial for those in remote locations where there is limited access to the internet and telephone communications. CHU also provides a backup against failures of other services. In April of 2007, the International Telecommunications Union reallocated 7300 to 7350 kHz band from a fixed service to a broadcasting service. Since then, interference to the 7335 kHz frequency has come from many information broadcasters from around the world. CHU listeners in Canada and around the world who have for so long considered the 7335 kHz frequency exclusive for time signals are very vocal about this interference. We have heard from radio amateur operators, watchmakers, astronomers, and navigators who use the tones and voice signals. As well, comments were received from those who use the carrier as a calibration source at a distance for their equipment. To give notice to users, CHU will broadcast an announcement in English and in French.
Beginning January 1st, 2009, time signal transmissions on 7335 will be moved to 7850 kHz. Visit nrc.gc.ca/inms.
More information can be found at www.nrc-cnrc.gc.ca/main_e.html. For whom the bell tolls, only time will tell. As some of you know, in the United Kingdom, they pay a tax on their radios, that is, to listen to radio. And it looks like New Yorkers could be faced with a satellite radio tax. Get this. Facing the dire budget dilemma with billions of dollars looming in deficit, New York Governor David Paterson released a budget that calls for, amongst other things, a tax on satellite radio, that is, XM and Sirius. The $121 billion budget tax on added fees for downloading music, movies, photographs, and games, but it also adds a sales tax for television and radio services provided by cable and satellite. The new fees and the budget still must pass the New York legislature. Amongst other taxes that would be implemented, there's a tax on sugary soft drinks, for some reason diet drinks are excluded, haircuts, filing a paper tax return instead of filing over the internet, and taxing bad checks. And hopefully over the past year, we haven't been too taxing on you. And let's hope that the Congress doesn't get any bright ideas and decide they're going to tax us. But I would like to tax your attention just for a second and remind DX Audio Service members that we have a new policy at the National Radio Club concerning the subscriptions to the magazine. And if you'd like to get a copy of that policy, all you have to do is just jot me a little card or a letter and say that you want it and tell me if you want it on cassette or if you want it in written form. And it will be sent to you at absolutely no charge. The two things to remember about our DX Audio Service policy is, number one, if you ever have a damaged or broken tape and you want it replaced, all you have to do is send it back and it will be replaced at absolutely no charge. If you just want a tape, you have to contact the Publication Center and send in $3 and tell them which issue you want. Also, if you don't get your DX Audio Service tape, the first thing to do is check to make sure your subscription is current. Number two, make sure you're not jumping the gun and calling before the end of the month. And then number three, you need to write us a letter. If you call for either a broken tape or a missing issue, you'll be sent back a letter kindly reminding you of our policy, and they'll just take a little bit longer to get the tape to you. So just remember those things, and you can solve a lot of problems. That's it. That's all. There's no more. We'll see you in 30 days with the February 2009 edition. Until next time, 73 and good DX.